From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Two key U.S. cabinet members are hoping to ease Mexican concerns about the Trump administration's policies toward Mexico. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly will meet Thursday with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto and members of his cabinet. Sean Spicer is a presidential spokesman.
It's significant that the president is sending the secretaries to Mexico so early in the administration. It's symbolic of the meaningful relationship that our two nations have.
Sean Spicer. The United Nations Syria envoy says he is not expecting a breakthrough in upcoming talks, but he hopes to build momentum toward peace. He made the remarks just a day before he plans to open the discussions in Geneva. Lisa Schlein has more.
UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, acknowledges the successful resumption of the upcoming fourth round of negotiations hinges largely on the warring parties abiding by the current ceasefire. He says Russia, which worked out this agreement with Turkey and Astana, the capital of Kazakhstan, is using its influence to see that this fragile ceasefire holds. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned Wednesday that 20 million people in four countries face famine unless the international community steps in to prevent it. The UN has declared South Sudan, Somalia, Yemen, and the northeastern part of Nigeria on the brink of famine in the next 6 months. He said $4.4 billion is needed by the end of March, just 4 weeks away. For the entire year, a total of more than $5.6 billion is needed for those four countries. This is VOA News.